Gallegos, Jose Cano, Daniel French, and Jorge Mijangos. All of you, welcome to our studios here today.
Hey.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're quite welcome. I'd like to kind of talk to you about how this group got started at the Eastside Cafe. I know you took classes together there. How did all that come about?
You know, the Eastside Cafe is a community center in Northeast Los Angeles. They started offering these classes of this kind of music. It's called Son Jarocho music, and it actually started with just a group of friends. She said, "I'll teach you. Bring me five people," and then so people started going, and years later, like, it progressed into, like, you know, now we're playing fundraisers. Now folks are playing the small event, and then just kind of went from there, you know.
Let's talk a little about the style you mentioned, Son Jarocho, the classes you took there. And Jorge, I think you're kind of the expert on kind of the history of Son Jarocho. At least that's what the others tell me. So
he's a very humble man.
Yeah. But what makes Son Jarocho so distinctive?
Well, Son Jarocho is a blend or a mix of different roots. One is the African, the other is the Mexican, the native people from Veracruz, the Popoluca, and the Spaniards. So it blended in this unique music called Son Jarocho. The instrumentation, we use jaranas, which is kind of like a baroque-type guitar, but it's made in a very unique way. The call and response is very African, and then the way we sing sometimes is about animals. Most of the songs are about animals, talk about animals. So it's a very indigenous influence that we have. And so the dance, the instrumentation, and the energy of the song is very particular. You know? It's a very unique blend.
So Jorge is like super humble, like Jose said. He actually makes the instruments, most of the instruments we play, the jaranas, the requinto jarocho, which is like the lead guitar, the marimbol, which is like a bass box thing. And he's a master musician. I mean, he's been playing music since he was five. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and now he's like 22. So you could see his life.
Oh, thank you.
Leah, I'd like to bring you into the conversation.
Hello.
Here. One of the things that was noted when I was reading about the group is that it was a conscious decision on the group's part to use the feminine, Las Cafeteras. Could you talk about, you know, the reason for that and why that's so important to the identity of the group?
I think this group has a lot of different intentions, you know, and one of where we come from, the Eastside Cafe, the Eastside Cafe follows a Zapatista-inspired philosophy, which is one of the philosophies is to create a world where many worlds fit. And to sort of create the world that you want to see. And so I think this group is very much guided by change and by expanding what we currently know as our present situation. And so I think our changing the name to the feminine was sort of our attempt at one sort of like countering the norm of masculine language that it brings to the table, but also to honor the feminine. Not to say that we're like that's the end of the goal of like creating feminist change, but to sort of make a statement and start conversation and to walk in that direction.
And listening to your most recent album, one of the songs on there is kind of based off one of the most well-known examples of Son Jarocho, La Bamba Rebelde. Mm-hmm. How did you take such a, you know, a traditional well-known song like La Bamba and put your own twist on it and add the rebelde into the mix?
Well, you know, like Woody Guthrie, he took some of his most famous songs were songs that were being sung in the churches. Beethoven did the same thing. And so in folk music, you know, we're playing Son Jarocho. That's where La Bamba comes from. It's actually an African word. La Bamba. Bamba is an African word. I couldn't tell you what it means, but it's an heirloom. It's like a heritage that we come from and that the music comes from. And so for us, we started learning like traditional Son Jarocho, and we're singing some of these lines, and we don't even know like what animals they're referring to, like talking about a guacamaya or like things that live in Veracruz. We've never seen them. We live in the city. But for us, after we started like playing it more and more, we started asking, well, like, what does this have to do with what we see every day? Mm-hmm. And so then we started saying, well, hey, well, let's start talking about La Bamba in terms of what we see and who are we and what's our experience. And so for us, I think we started little by little giving ourselves really no one else gave us permission. We gave ourselves permission to say, look, we're going to speak our stories through this form. the structure's there. So it's a lot of the work's done. We're just changing the lyrics, basically, and talking about, you know, one of the verses says, "Yo no creo en fronteras, yo cruzaré." So, like, I don't believe in borders. I'm going to cross them. Like, we stopped trying to be exactly a replica of what we had heard in Veracruz and started saying, hey, we want to do that justice. There's so much magic there, but there's also magic here. Mm-hmm. And so how do we put the two together and see what happens? It's like we're saying we don't believe in borders, and that's the same across communities. Whether it's the north-south divide in St. Louis or whether it's the east-west divide in your city or that city, we don't acknowledge that because we're all human. And we all got families and moms and fathers and nieces. I have a little niece. And that, man, that's more important than anything. So for us, it's like La Bamba, it's about joy and our roots, but it's also about let's all come together and dance. Like whatever language you speak at home or to your grandparents, bring that. I mean, come up and dance with us. Like come have fun. And let's remember that we're human. We're in it together. And let go of that other stuff. Then we can start talking about what's next.
Las Cafeteras tonight outside at Research Park. Bone Jugs will open the performance at 6:30, followed by Las Cafeteras coming up tonight. Guys, thank you so much for sharing your story with us here today, and best of luck with your show tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.